The Power FM Brekkie Show.
This is a bit exciting happening this weekend, Jules. We've got the Reach for Research Ballarat Cycle Classic.
This is the 10th year it's happening in Ballarat, which is very exciting. And we're lucky enough to have a friend of the show in the studio right now, Steve Monteghetti. How are you?
Great, Jules. Long time no see.
I know.
Hey, we're just catching up. Hi, Chris.
Howdy.
How are you? This is the first time you guys have met each other.
That's right. I'm Steve. I used to be a runner. That's kind of
you
how we say it.
I've heard lots about that. I've heard Jules' stories about when she's walking around the lake and then you've just been lapping her like every five
three
minutes.
Times. That was an embarrassing day. But in our defence, we did take photos of the ducks. So that's why we were a bit slow.
You've got me covered at the moment. I've got a little bit of a calf injury. Hence, I'm walking with my pets this weekend.
So which is kind of exciting. Is that a new event that they've brought in? They've done the walk before, but now you can bring your pets along.
Yes, and they're encouraging it, so it's nice. And lots of people, you know, like to get out and walk. It'd be nice to do it in a mass environment. So
yep.
Gives me an excuse to not run and have a look around at things and chat to people and
enjoy the magnificent lake, because it is around the lake, isn't it?
It is, yes, yep. Yeah.
It's on your track.
The lake. I'm not going to say that, but it's around
track.
There somewhere.
It's your track. It's a Steve Monteghetti running track.
Tell me you haven't taken a selfie with one of those signs. I know I would have if I had a track.
Yeah, we use them a lot for running sessions, but I don't actually look at, obviously I don't look at them and stop and pay attention, but they've got some good information on there, and they have been a real winner because, you know, as I say, they're a great measuring tool. And I will often, somebody says, oh, look, I'm starting running, what should I do? I say, well, for good starters, you know, walk 500, walk one of the posts, run one of them.
Yeah.
So it's a nice way of,
it
and
is
you
good.
Get a bit of an idea of how people are going.
Well, we found them extremely handy. We had our amateur run club. We started a run club ahead of our Run Ballarat for runners who don't ever run. And we were using them because we started doing like a 500 metre run, and then we lengthened it
built,
to a kilometre.
We built it up, didn't we?
We did do that.
It was quite good.
Doesn't surprise me. It's an amateur run club for you guys. I'm sensing amateur in the true sense of the word. Although you're quite a cheap. Beaver, Chris, I'm hearing.
Yes.
Oh, I've got
the man who never exercises but wins everything.
Yeah. I've got a sash hanging in my office, and I almost brought it in here to hang in the studio because I knew you was coming in and I wanted to impress you. But Ballarat Gift Celebrity Race Winner 2017.
Well, win's a win.
I'm as surprised as everyone else.
Yeah.
I'd retire now.
Yeah, I should.
Never run again.
Yeah,
I think one for one.
I think that's where he's going to go. So obviously the walk's happening this weekend, but there's stacks of other riding events too, which is kind of cool.
There is. There's road events and mountain bike. I rode in it a couple of times myself, so not a great rider, but just wanted to support the event. And then fantastic course, we did part of the National Road
Nats course.
Yes.
Yeah, that's very cool, isn't it?
And since then, they've now brought, and there's distances, obviously, on those road courses, distances for everybody. There's even a 2.5 hour relay around the lake.
That's
so you
my
can just
one.
Wander around.
The
yeah,
casual
that's
one,
right.
Grab a coffee, casual
Stop,
another lap,
start,
get another
it.
One.
Yep. Tick them off.
Yep.
And mountain bike events. And we try to make an event for everyone in the family, including your pets now.
Yeah.
How good is that? So you're going to be bringing your dog, Davey, is that correct?
That's right. Yep. Well done. And probably Heidi. I couldn't get Heidi in the photo, the promotional photo, but we'll try and get both of them
is
along.
Is Heidi a dog or a cat? I'm just trying to picture
a cat
on this walk.
They're both dogs.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you reckon Charlie...
Did you hear you Heidi was his wife?
No.
Is Heidi a dog?
I was trying to work... I'm trying to think. Would you bring Charlie Jules?
No.
Because that would be...
I've tried to put a leash on him before and it has not worked out well. He started walking backwards and...
Could be a long lap.
Yeah.
I'm seeing.
I'd probably end up carrying him and then he'd probably tear my face off at some point. And
I've heard about those vet stories. So it's probably safer for the people of Ballarat if Charlie doesn't come on this particular
Pretty
walk.
Much.
Right. Yeah. If you want to raise money, not lose money by deterring people. So.
If you want to head along, you can still sign up today, can't you?
You can, yes. So go to the website and obviously 100% of your entry goes to the Fiona Elsie Cancer Research Centre, which, you know, I didn't know Fiona, but I know Gail very well, and it's been a long and fantastic $1.4 million raised over the 10
goodness.
Years. Incredible.
That
long
is fantastic,
journey.
Isn't it?
And Fiona would have been so proud and so delighted by the work that's happening.
Yeah.
Supporting an amazing cause.
It
if anyone
amazing.
Wants more details or to register or to just to find out more, check out the website. It is reachforresearch.com.au. Steve, thank you so much for joining us for a chat.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks, Jules.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.